You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Hey, did you know there are a bunch of gems hidden on the LCMS website, lcms.org, in International Mission, Office of International Mission? There are all kinds of little gems in there that are really kind of almost Easter eggs. We're going to talk about where they are and what you'll find in them. Really neat stuff where you can learn about the lives of our missionaries and all kinds of other resources for families, for congregations, schools, resources that you can use at home to learn about what's going on with LCMS International Mission. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Our guest today, Deaconess Intern for the LCMS Office of International Mission, Stephanie Hovland. Stephanie, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
You are serving as a deaconess intern with the LCMS Office of International Mission. I know you also have internship in another location as well. Tell us a little bit about your work, that what you get to do as a deaconess intern.
Well, my other internship is at my home congregation here in Wisconsin, and I get to do some of the in-person stuff here. But through International Mission, I get to do, I think, some really cool things. Over the last, it's been 3.5 years. My internship ends this summer. So it's this long extended internship you continue while you're taking your classes. So I've been able to do things like I wrote some radio dramas for a missionary team in Puerto Rico. I did some scheduling of social media content and some creation of some social media type things. I created the craft section of an English Bible camp and realized it was more work than I had thought originally, as are a lot of things that I undertook. And then I get to be the project manager on a curriculum project, Missions Unpacked for Kids, which I'm hoping we can dig real deep into because I really enjoyed working on that.
Yes, we will definitely talk about that. First, why is learning about missionary work, international mission, how is it beneficial for congregations, schools, or just people at home? Why is it important?
Well, I think it's important because a lot of times when we think of mission work, whether it's missionaries serving long-term or the short-term teams, we think of the showing mercy and sharing gospel part pretty easily. But sometimes we miss out on the big picture of how God works through his church, through word and sacrament, through individuals in a church body. And so when you learn more about international mission work, you get to see the church in action in different cultures, different contexts. And then whether you go on, let's say, a short-term trip or you do one of these curriculum programs, you get to bring that home then and say, so now that I see the church working in this cultural context, what does it mean in my home, in my church, in my community? So I think it gives that perspective that we all could use.
And to gain that perspective, there are a wealth of resources on the LCMS website, international.lcms.org. You can find the resource tab there, and there are a plethora of resources there. Tell us about what we'll find there.
Okay, so if you go to that specific spot, the first thing you see across the top of it is the Missions Unpacked program. So you see Missions Unpacked, Missions Unpacked for Kids, and Missions Unpacked Teen Edition. And everything you need to do those three different programs, from leader's guides to printables to videos, it's right there. It's free to download, free to use. The videos are linked from YouTube right to that area, so you don't have to go searching for them later. It's all right there. So the Missions Unpacked one over on the left side is intended more for adults. So it could be individuals, could be groups, could be Bible studies. It originally had an interactive live component, but that's all been recorded and it's all put together in a nice package. And you can go in there and use it as is, or I always like to pull things apart. So I go in there and I've taken individual parts and I've actually sent those links to school teachers, for example, who are teaching certain units and I see a tie-in, or to a Bible study where they just talked about something that would tie in. I'm always pulling them apart and sending those out. Now, the nice thing about that is you don't have to pull it apart. You can actually go to the two other products if you want to use them for teens or for kids. We'll take a look at that teen edition one. I got to work on this one a little bit more on the editing side when it was kind of coming together and it was getting finished up. This one is developed for teens, and it has four sessions that could be used at things like youth nights Could be in a religion classroom setting, could be used in lock-ins. In fact, there's schedules in it. So you have a sample like youth night. What could it look like if you wanted to use the different components? What would it look like for a lock-in if you took all of the sessions and put them all together and made them into a lock-in? There's food, of course, because with teens, food is just as important as the curriculum. Yep, there's there are craft ideas. There's all kinds of things. So you're incorporating activities and Bible studies and everything. But the focus on that is vocation. So it's focusing on the vocation of the missionaries in the field, their families. You actually hear from teens who are serving in the mission field. And then it brings it all back around to the teen who's going through the curriculum, and it examines vocation from their perspective and mission in their unique context.
What about the Missions Unpacked for kids? How is that one different from the teen edition?
Okay, so if you go to that program page where it says Missions Unpacked for Kids and you open it up, down on the bottom of the screen, you'll see the first edition that was put out. That was in 2021. And then up above it is the 2023 version, which is the one I worked on. So the original version is video-based, and it has a leader's guide, which you can see right there and download. It has a participant workbook. It has a playlist of videos. And this curriculum has 5 sessions. There's one for each of the international mission regions. And then the final one brings mission home. So what does mission look like in my community? And this could be used for, well, any context. I just think anytime kids are involved, this could be used. And you can pull it apart, like I said before, because that's what I like to do. But you could also watch it all the way through. And I know someone who did this as an independent study kind of thing with her student, her child. And I believe he was like middle elementary, not quite to middle school yet. And he sat down with the video and the printed off workbook type thing and just kind of ran through it himself. I was just looking at the craft list this morning, and I think most of those things are, if you have any crafty stuff in your house at all, they're there. If you're in a Sunday school setting, it's not anything unusual. So you have pretty much everything there, and you could just go with it. So I could see it being used for homeschooling, Sunday school, so the parent or the teacher's more like a facilitator. And they don't have to do lots of prep. They don't have to do a lot of teaching and feel that, you know, sometimes you need extra help to do that. It kind of runs itself and you just make sure it keeps going. In fact, this one I was talking to a principal about it, and I recommended to the principal that they have it kind of on standby for a substitute teacher. Mm-hmm. If somebody gets called in and, you know, there's no prep time or very little, you could run this and have somebody run to the office, make the copies of the reproducible parts, bring them back, and you could run it while you're catching up on all the lesson plans for the day, and it just wouldn't take much. So I kind of like the no prep or little prep option of it and the ability to do the independent stuff as well.
But what I'm hearing is, it has a deep impact and valuable, not highly complex in terms of preparation and how you go about implementing or using this lesson.
Yes. So for the 2021 curriculum, it's just easy to use, kind of push and play type thing. And you can, of course, do more with it. And there's a lot with it. There's, in fact, at the end of it, there's a celebration guide, like how to do follow-up with your church and so on. So you could really dig deep with it and extend it. And yet you could also keep it super simple and not do any of the extra stuff. And in both contexts, you'd have a great lesson and you'd have a well-rounded idea of what international mission looks like. And the videos in there, I mean, there are a lot of videos, but several of the videos are done by our missionaries. So it's not somebody who came in and just kind of put stuff together. It's the missionaries putting all this stuff together, and then it gets all kind of stitched together, put together so that you can experience mission with them.
Okay, middle school boys, which edition would you recommend? A tough one, I know.
It
or maybe
is.
Maybe do children and the teen edition.
I would do it all. But the teen one, I think, for those who, I guess it depends on the boys. I've had middle school, because I taught in middle school for a while. So I've had some boys who are more forward-looking and would love the vocation theme of the teen one, they'd love to dig into that and explore what that would mean for them to go into mission and just to do more in their neighborhood. And then I've had some who would maybe not be ready for that conversation yet. And maybe the Missions Unpacked for Kids would do well with them. And in fact, both of those, the 2021 and the 2023 program, I can see middle school boys going through that easily. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned food earlier. And of course, I have to bring that up since you mentioned food. Are there suggestions for food ideas for like experiencing food from different cultures through this as well? Or is this just like ideas for snacks?
Oh, no, there's cultural tie-ins to the food. There's one craft project that is like a crafty type way. Like, it's not actually food, it's the craft. And I looked at it and went, I kind of want to eat that. I want to make the actual recipe instead of the craft. So, but there are demonstrations, and especially in the Missions Unpacked, the original, there are demonstrations, cooking demonstrations, and there are some recipes thrown in the Missions Unpacked 2023 version. And some of them are more long, you know, more involved recipes. Mm-hmm. Others are simpler, but they will give you a flavor of the region they came from. Yes.
Yep. Literal flavor.
What was your favorite recipe to try through this whole process?
It's
not fair.
I didn't end up trying any of them. I read about them. I wanted to do them. I don't know. I'd probably go with something easy because I can be a little bit of a disaster in the kitchen.
Well, now I'm eager to try these.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to have a food day. KFUO Food Day, Missions Unpacked.
Hey, that's a fabulous idea.
I love it.
We're going to learn more about Missions Unpacked and other resources from the LCMS Office of International Mission in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today, we are learning about resources from the LCMS Office of International Mission. This includes various editions of Missions Unpacked, where you can learn about the life of missionaries, where they get to serve, and what it's like to be a missionary. We're talking with Deaconess intern Stephanie Hufflin. Stephanie, you have shared with us a little bit about Missions Unpacked, what we'll find in those resources. What's some feedback you've received from others who have used these resources?
Well, I haven't heard from, this is going to sound weird, but I haven't heard from anybody who's used it all the way through as it is. I have heard from people who have done unique things with it. So they've taken it and applied it to a like summer BBS type program, or they've used it. I was able to use it, for example, for a specific circumstance too, where I just pulled out the things that I wanted to use and I ignored all the rest, and it worked. It worked great. So the flexibility, I guess, is what I'm hearing from people, and the ability to use it with different time constraints, technology, and so on. For example, in the, do you mind if I talk about the 2023 curriculum for a little bit? Dig into that? Yeah. Okay. So in that one, for example, it has a little different format. It's more like teaching guides that people might have seen with a lot of, it's very heavy on teacher resources. And so in it, you can be as flexible as you want to be. In fact, I would say if you are not somebody who is used to a teacher's guide, I would take out a highlighter and sit down with it, you know, make a paper copy, sit down and just highlight what you're going to use so that you can ignore the rest. Because when I was putting it together, I wanted to provide as many options as possible, which means it can also look overwhelming because there's so many things that could be done with it. The missionaries contributed to the lessons, and then we packed stuff all around that. One of the missionaries came up with a great idea, and I really love this. She decided she was going to try to do a Google Earth presentation. And so then our other missionaries all over the world contributed to that. So for each lesson in the 2023 curriculum, there is a Google Earth presentation where you start in outer space and then you fly down to the region and then you zoom in on specific missions in that region. We just chose a few in each one to highlight. I love it. I think it's great. I love that we can do that. And yet, if you didn't have technology, you would do fine with the program as it is. So it's there if you have it. And I think it's a wonderful resource. And I'm so glad that she worked on that. But you wouldn't necessarily have to do it to have it be a success. Another thing that is in the 2023 curriculum that I really like is there are videos from each of the regions where they sing The Church is One Foundation in a language from that region.
Cool.
And so at near the beginning of each lesson, that's part of the lesson. The theme is the church lives. So as we explore how the church lives throughout the world, then we also hear The Church is One Foundation as it's sung throughout the world. And I could also see pulling that out and just using that in a music class, or just using that, just that section for a mission festival at your church. There's a lot of different things you can do with it. The hymn festival reminded me that later in the resource, and it's page 52. I have this memorized because I keep suggesting it to people. So page 52 of the leader's guide for this 2023 version, there is a whole list of ways that you can, after you're done doing all the lessons, which I said the lessons have all the stuff packed in them, and I will forget to mention many things because there's so many good things, but I'm trying to hit a few. But after you do all of that, then you're looking for ways to connect that mission to your church and your community and mission in your neighborhood. And one of the ideas in there is hosting a hymn festival or a mission fair at your church. And I know a lot of churches and schools, they sometimes struggle to connect to one another. They sometimes end up being in their own silos and operating separately, and they look for ways to come together. This would be a perfect thing to bring them together. In fact, I could see with the whole Missions Unpacked curriculum, if your church was doing the original version as part of their Bible study, your teens and your youth are doing the teen edition, and your elementary kids are doing the Missions Unpacked for kids, they're all learning really different things about the same regions. And then you bring them back together at the end of it, maybe the end of a mission week or a mission month, and then you do some group projects all together, like a hymn festival, mission fair. There's some other ideas in there that are creative, like coming up with a mission quilt or a scrapbook. There's some party ideas in there, just this, all this kind of stuff. And then going out into your neighborhood, how do you bring it to your neighborhood? What does mission look like in your community? So there are ideas for that too, like a neighborhood prayer walk, hosting a Bible story time in the local library or in a park during the summer. As you can see, I love this, everything that's in it. So I want to share as much as I can.
Yeah, you weren't kidding about opportunities being pretty endless for how you can use it and how you use it in your own context and the people that you're using it for and what you want to accomplish with it. And like, there's just, like, as you're talking, there's just more ideas coming out. And that is a really wonderful thing. And flexible resources are so great for churches in different contexts and different size groups and for all of those different goals. So this is really wonderful. What have you learned doing all of this work, putting all of these resources together? What have you learned about international mission work?
Well, it's really opened my eyes to seeing how the church lives throughout the world. I know that was the theme of the curriculum, but it really is what lives with me. Like, I haven't been able to travel to a lot of places, but I have been able to interact with a lot of missionaries through email, through Zooms, through different collaborative efforts, and to see that in some ways they have such differences where they are. There's cultural differences, there are different challenges, and yet we have so much in common. Like, some of the struggles and some of the celebrations that we have are very similar as well. So it really kind of broadens the perspective and then helps you see how God works through everybody, no matter where they are.
So Missions Unpacked, there's the three different editions.
Yep.
Well, even within children's, there are like two different editions as well. So lots of options with Missions Unpacked, but there are other resources available as well on the resources page. Other resources you want to highlight from LCMS Office of International Mission?
Sure. The one that I want to make sure that I get to is English Bible Camp curriculum. So on that next level of icons that you can see on that page, you can see the English Bible Camp curriculum, and it shows that there are three versions of that. These were developed to use on mission trips. And it's kind of like if you took VBS and English as a second language curriculum and you put those together. And so they do use them primarily in Eurasia to do English Bible camps where students come to practice their English. And while they're there, they end up learning about and talking about Jesus. Well, we can use these in the States as well. If you have a community where there are children who don't speak English as their first language, you could host one of these Bible camps in a similar way that they do in Eurasia. You do a VBS ESL type English Bible camp here in the United States. And it would have similar goals. You're getting kids to practice their English. They're taking that home to their parents, who may also have limited English, and they're learning more English words, and they're learning a little bit more about Jesus and the church. And it's a great opportunity then for the church to invite them to be part of the church community. But you could also use this, the schools could use this, in ESL classrooms. Lutheran schools are pretty famous for incorporating the Bible and faith into every subject. And so ESL teachers, I'm sure, want to do that well as well. And so this would be a great resource for them to use. And it's all laid out there. It has all the crafts and things like VBS has. So the ESL teachers would have everything they need to bring that into their classroom as well.
Just a few more minutes left. Anything else you want to share with us about these resources, why they're important, and where to find them?
Sure. You can find them at international.lcms.org/resources. And I think they're important for a couple of reasons. One, people are always looking for resources, especially free resources, but it's terrific that they're free and available, and all you do is click and download and print and play, and everything's been done with you for you, and they've been vetted and they've been tested. I think that's terrific. So they're high quality resources, but then they also connect you to mission, and they connect you to the church throughout the world. And it's always great to be connected. I encourage you also, after doing, using the curriculum, then to connect in other ways. Some of the resources will give you some opportunities for connecting with certain missionary groups, ministries, and even individual missionaries, supporting them in prayer, through words of encouragement, through mission trips. So I encourage you to have the curriculum there, learn more about it, and then keep connecting with mission around the world.
Outstanding. International.lcms.org. And click on resources. You can find all these great resources there. Our guest today, Stephanie Hovland, she's Deaconess Intern with the LCMS Office of International Mission. Thank you so much for sharing these great resources with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.